What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Happy New Year. It's January 12th, 2021. Getting back on the old podcast. And things are looking good for the new year. Hope everyone is doing great. Everyone's got their goals and all that stuff. And even if you didn't set goals, it's never too late to set goals. It's never too late to make a to-do list for tomorrow, that type of thing. I just had something pop in my mind that I wanted to share that has helped me in the past with sort of getting away from this idea that everybody is a prospect for the Amway business. Now, on the one hand, everybody can be. Everybody has a dream. Everybody could use this business model as a vehicle to take them to their dream. But that being said, that's really not how the business works. I'm not saying people are convinced to join the Amway business, but when they're being persuaded, it's closed. Sorry, a big old dump truck just turned on our street. So let's say that someone calls somebody up. Hey man, I just joined a business team, entrepreneurs, man, we got a lot of stuff going, got lots of opportunities, you know, are you looking for a way to make extra money? Now, the normal person is going to think to themselves, what's in it for you, what's in it for me, is it something I got, you know what I'm saying? They kind of get that feeling where, like, now look, the point of it is, in that type of mentality, this is the point where you just call people and the people that are looking will say, heck yeah, I'm looking for an opportunity, what you got, you know, that sort of thing. But look, no matter what, we're going to face some sort of rejection in anything we do. Now, depending on how you look at rejection, you got to be able to deal with that. People are going to say, no, I'm not looking. People are going to say, why'd you call me? Is this some sort of pyramid? Whatever the heck they're going to say. The whole point of this message today is to give you guys, and I've shared this before with even Upline, and they like it. Oh, look at that. No, McKinley is showing her face there. It's called the three laws of the invite. And I kind of made it up, kind of not. This is something that most IBOs that have called people, that have showed the plan, that have built depth, they've kind of used these things already, but I kind of boiled it down to three things that are going to help us when we reach out to people. Number one, legitimize the opportunity and give others something to kind of hang their hat on, you know? So what it is the first one is be excited. Doesn't mean be over the top, jumping all over the place. Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire, you know. It's instead of calling somebody with a low, hey, man, hey, look, I'm working with somebody and you're looking for opportunity, you know. It's just a little hint of excitement, like, hey, man, hey, how you doing? Good to get back in touch with you. You know, that's just a light excitement, something that is different, something where they can tell, like, man, like, you know, they just got off their job, they hate it, and it's like a breath of fresh air when you talk to them because you're excited. You have a little bit of enthusiasm, and what Napoleon Hill calls it is a controlled enthusiasm. It's necessary for success, right? Number two is give them, why are you reaching out to them? You know, like before you call somebody, and let's say you're calling off of a downline's list, say, hey man, so what about this person makes you think that they would be a good fit for our business team? Again, there's either the throw mud on the wall approach where everybody's kind of, you know, helping you, so to speak, or there's the selective interviewing sort of posture, and that requires you to do some forethought, like, hey, I'm working with Brandon on some business projects here, and we're doing some network marketing. We're doing, you know, whatever it is, guys. It doesn't matter, guys. People are gonna, doesn't matter what you say, it really doesn't. But this is the point. it's saying, hey, Brandon mentioned to me that you're pretty good at sales, that you have owned businesses in the past, and that you might be a possible good fit for what we're putting together. And they could say, and then this goes right into the third law of the invite, which is give them an option to say no. Now, when you're out there convincing and selling, in fact, this does actually help you. It's actually helpful. But you say, hey, man, are you looking for an opportunity right now? Or is your plate full? Something like that, where you say, hey, man, Brandon mentioned to me you have lots of sales experience. We're putting together a team of entrepreneurs, working with online, blah, blah, blah. It's been a while, guys, since I've played around with the different lingo you can use. Because there are different power phrases. There's different things you can say that make more sense than just vague whatever. I really like leading with, have you ever heard of the Amway business? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. I think I have. That's the only thing they can say. And so immediately, let's cut to the chase and unveil what we're talking about. Because right now in this day and age, it's like everybody's doing some opportunity. They're all out there. It's not a mystery anymore. It's not like we have to hide from what we're doing. But we do want to dispel any false beliefs about it. Let's say that somebody says, yeah, man, I have heard about it. My friend lost his shirt. You know, type of thing where my friend got screwed in that thing. Really? Wow, it's really difficult to do that. He must have been really led astray. Let me ask you this. Now, are you looking for any business opportunities right now? And then you just bring it back to them, giving you a clear answer. And of course, are you looking for any business opportunities right now, or is your plate full, or no, you know? And just giving them an option to say no, it allows them to kind of understand that you're really not, you don't need them. You're just testing the waters. And the more we think about what we're actually trying to do is we're trying to, on our front line, as we sponsor folks, we're trying to put together a board of directors, so to speak, a team of frontline CEOs that are capable, that want to put in effort, that have some sales experience, or they really want to learn sales. They're excited about training, recruiting and training, all of that sort of stuff. We want to lean into that, those sort of phrases and that sort of terminology, because that's what it takes to build this thing, guys. And if people run away from sales, if people run away from training and recruiting and training, it's actually something every single business does, even in our pet care business. You know, sales, we're selling our services. You know, when we talk to somebody on the phone, there's a sales part of that. And then at the meet and greet, it's really not, we're not really doing any sales at the meet and greet, because at that point, everybody's kind of ready to go. They've heard the price, they've heard everything over the phone call. So it's not really necessary to think of that as a sales meeting. But, and then, you know, as far as the business owner recruiting and training, dog walkers, guys, it's everywhere. So like, it really doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you lead with. It's just being a little, having some controlled enthusiasm, having giving people a reason why you're reaching out to them, you know, other than, hey, you're alive, you know, because at that point people kind of think like, hey, what do you need me for? Like, am I like going to be the guy that does everything while everyone else makes money ahead of me, blah, blah, blah. You just want to dispel that stuff as soon as possible. And the more you start talking about, well, again, the phone call is just to set up an appointment. Say, hey, man, making a quick phone call on behalf of my friend Brandon. We're working together on some business projects. He's developing some entrepreneurial skills. Mention to me that you have some business experience, possible some sales experience. The reason for my phone call is to mainly just check and see if you're looking for any business opportunities right now. We have a couple spots that we're looking to you know, kind of work with some folks. And again, guys, if you're not the big leader and the big guy, don't try to be the big guy. Point to your upline. You know, like my upline's in Texas. Hey, I'm working with some very successful, you know, business owner. And again, I'd like to get away from all these generic sort of phrases. Here, I need to get ahead of this tow truck. This guy's sweating me here. So just some things to think about. But again, guys, the three laws of the invite are be excited. Give them a reason why you're calling them. Hey, man, Brandon mentioned to me you have a great attitude. You're super ambitious. We're putting some projects together. I just wanted to call and see if you're looking for any opportunities right now. You know, and again, you want the top of the funnel to be kind of as wide as possible. And then you can filter even further by saying, hey, cool, you are. Oh, awesome. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have any experience tell me a little about your work experience. You know, what have you done? And they can say blah, blah, blah. And you want to move as fast as you can sort of to an interview posture, because, again, they're not doing you a favor. And when they start to feel like they're doing you a favor, that's when they start to kind of back away and say, this doesn't feel right. This feels like one of those things. But again, you're working with a billion-dollar company in Amway. You're working with a multi-million-dollar world-class leadership training organization. And finally, it's snowing. Thank you, Lord. And you are not representing you, which maybe your business is at 100 PV right now. You're representing a billion-dollar corporation, a multi-million-dollar world-class leadership training organization. And that's kind of what you could say. And when people start really digging in for questions, say, hey, look, I love all the questions. I'd love to answer them. I'd like to sort of set up maybe a 15 to 20-minute sort of interview of sorts. Would you like to do that? And at that point, they can say, sure. Set it up. You can do it right then over the phone if you want to. But you want to be able to transition from the phone call and just checking interest to a separate sort of interview. Hey, this is where we're going to give you a 30,000 foot of what's going on. If it piques some interest, then let's dig in deeper and dig into the details. And that's what the QI philosophy talks about, where you're not showing everybody the whole plan every single time. Checking interest, finding the people that are truly looking for an opportunity. And the better you get at the first part, the easier the rest of it will be. You don't want to be trying to show this idea to people who really aren't looking. They're just curious. They just want to kick the tires. They just want to kind of test you, or they're bored. So again, the three laws of the invite: be excited, give them a reason why you're calling them, and also give them a way out. So they can very easily say no thank you without feeling pressured or feeling like they have to reject you. Some people have issues doing that. And that's when they say, oh, sure, because they're too afraid to say no. And then you're dealing with somebody that says, sure, 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 you know, every single time. And you're like, wow, this person probably should have never even gotten involved. So again, guys, it's a delicate mix. You don't want to reject people from coming into your business because they're not a good fit, but you need to be honest with yourself and them and say, hey, look, man, what I recommend is you get involved in the training system so you could really start to learn some skills. Again, you want people on the very first day of their business not to necessarily want to do everything because you're really leading them and showing them by example, but you're wanting somebody that says, hey, man, these products are flipping awesome, you know? And as soon as you can, get the products in front of people. Get the business, get this business in some form of tangible, something they could sink their teeth into. And it's so simple. We make it way too complicated. I make it way too complicated. Always have. It's a simple business. It's, as an IBO or a customer, using these awesome products. They're just awesome. Selling these awesome products. To whom? To people who need them to solve problems. And then offering this opportunity to those who are looking for an opportunity. And when they say yes, show them what we do. Show them how we're, hey man, buy products, sell them, make some money. can develop a business team and make money off of you know, a small percentage of the things you've set up, and boom, guys. And then plug them in Upline, plug them into the system. You don't got to be the answer man, be the traffic cop, like Doug Weed used to say. So anyways, y'all, hope this makes sense. Again, check Upline before doing anything for the first time. I am just squawking. I'm not doing a lot in this business right now besides just my 20 years of experience. Again, guys, we're on the road to platinum. I feel foolish even sharing because I'm not trying to be a big wig. I'm really not. I realize that there are other people way more capable of sharing what's going on with this idea. But I do have some ideas that have worked for me. And as we continue to transition from, you know, growing our pet care business to continuing to grow our Amway business, guaranteed excited, guys, because at the end of the day, if you have an opportunity, then you're better off than 99% of everyone else out there, because everyone else out there doesn't. They just kind of are content with what they have, and that's what we should be anyway. So anyways, guys, God bless. Go Diamond. Go get them. Get her done in 2021.